Kraken SPAC has $345 million in 2 years to buy a crypto company worth up to $10 billion, a $345 million blank check with a 2 year clock. Kraken's special purpose acquisition company, KRAK Acquisition Corp., is actively searching for crypto native firms valued between $2 billion and $10 billion, according to director Ravi Tanuku. The SPAC closed an upsized $345 million IPO in January 2026, began trading on NASDAQ under the ticker KRAQU, and now has roughly 2 years to identify and close a deal before its mandate expires. Tanuku told Decrypt the firm is casting a wide net across the crypto ecosystem. "We're looking at things that are related to crypto, but also things related to stablecoins, DeFi, and all kinds of areas and payments. No substantive discussions with any specific target have begun yet, but the target range and sector focus suggest Kraken is not looking for a tuck-in. It wants a company large enough to generate institutional interest on Wall Street." Why stablecoins and payments are at the top of the list. The sector focus is not random. Stablecoin transaction volume hit a record $1.8 trillion in February 2026. With USDC overtaking Tether in transfer volume for the first time, Wells Fargo just filed a trademark for WFUSD, and HSBC and Standard Chartered are about to become Hong Kong's first licensed stablecoin issuers in Hong Kong. The Genius Act is moving through Congress with bipartisan support. A SPAC acquiring a stablecoin infrastructure company at a $5 to $10 billion valuation would give Kraken a foothold in a market that traditional banks are racing to enter. Payments infrastructure, the other stated focus, overlaps directly. Companies like Bridge, acquired by Stripe for $1.1 billion in 2024, and MasterCard's recent crypto partner program show that crypto to fiat payment rails command premium multiples. The SPAC math, $345 million chasing $10 billion SPACs, typically acquire targets worth 3 to 5 times their trust value, making a $1.7 billion acquisition the standard range for a $345 million vehicle. Tanuku's stated ceiling of $10 billion implies KRAQ acquisition would need significant pipe, private investment in public equity, financing, debt, or a combination to close a deal at the upper end. That is not unusual for crypto SPACs in the current regulatory environment. The SEC and CFTC recently signed an MOU to harmonize crypto oversight, and the OCC has been issuing trust charters to crypto-native firms. Institutional appetite for crypto exposure through regulated vehicles is higher than at any point since the 2021 SPAC wave. The 2 year clock is standard. If KRAQ Acquisition cannot find and close a deal by roughly January 2028, the trust is liquidated and investors get their $10 per unit back. Santander, which served as sole bookrunning manager on the IPO, has experience with crypto adjacent deals and will likely help source targets. Kraken's dual track strategy, KRAK Acquisition, is operating alongside Kraken's own planned IPO. The exchange raised $800 million in its most recent private round, valuing it at $20 billion. In December 2025, Kraken acquired Bakkt Finance, a tokenization specialist, signaling interest in the tokenized real-world assets space. Running a SPAC parallel to a direct listing is unusual but not unprecedented. It gives Kraken two paths to public markets simultaneously, one for its own exchange business and another for an adjacent company that could become a strategic partner or subsidiary. If Kraken goes public at a $20 billion valuation, and its SPAC brings a $5 to $10 billion company into the fold, the combined entity would rival Coinbase's market cap. The market context matters. BTC is trading at 7,796 as of March 14, 2026, down 1.2% over 24 hours, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 30, fear. A crypto SPAC hunting for billion-dollar deals during a period of market fear suggests Kraken views current valuations as a buying opportunity rather than a reason to wait. Who could be on the shopping list? Tanuku did not name specific targets, but the $2 to $10 billion range and sector focus narrow the field. Stablecoin companies in that valuation band include Circle, valued at roughly $9 billion after its 2024 IPO filing, though Circle is already pursuing its own public listing. Other candidates could include large payment processors with crypto operations, DeFi protocols with significant revenue, or infrastructure providers that serve multiple exchanges. The tokenization angle, given Kraken's backed finance acquisition, suggests companies bridging traditional assets onto blockchain rails are also in scope. The tokenized RWA market crossed $25 billion in early 2026, with six asset classes above $1 billion each. One constraint: SPACs acquire private companies to take them public. Any target already listed or deep in its own IPO process is likely off the table. That leaves the large universe of crypto companies that are profitable or near profitable, but have not yet found their public market path.